Fantastic stuff. We're not victims. We're climate warriors. Fantastic. We've got Chris Breen on the line. G'day, Chris. That was pretty great, wasn't it?
Hey, it was.
Yeah. That was Rucky Up, who was speaking at the People's Summit. They were taking testimonies from different people from around the world about how climate change is actually affecting them on the ground. But we're talking to you today. You're representing RAC, Refugee Action Collective, and we'd like to know what's going on with the refugees who are being held at Park Hotel in Carlton.
there's now 42 refugees being held in the Park Hotel in Carlton. They've all recovered from COVID now. So at the height, there were 22 out of 46 of the refugees who had COVID-19, which, you know, rivals some of the worst outbreaks in aged care is a percentage of people who got COVID. We also don't know. The government never said how many Serco or Border Force staff were infected, but there must have been some. It would have been brought in there by them in the first instance. Mohamed Sabrahi, the man who was hospitalised with severe COVID, has unfortunately been returned back to detention. There was almost 12,000 people that signed a petition for him not to be released to detention. St Vincent's Hospital has returned him. There was a snap protest to try and stop that, but it wasn't quite enough to do that. The outcry, I guess, around COVID has led to growing calls for the release of the refugees inside, from medical bodies, from churches, from, you know, a whole range of different groups. And it did, during the outbreak, lead to some small changes. So 11 days into the outbreak, there were finally air filters installed in every room. There was a second nurse employed for the people. But it's, you know, it's still outrageous that after 8 years, 42 people have still been locked up. The one bit of good news, in the last bit over a week, there were four refugees released from the Park Hotel. Again, it's not clear as to why these ones are released and why other ones are still there. It's a cruel system that leaves people left behind thinking, will they ever be released? They have been released again just on 6 months' departure pending visas, which makes it very hard for them to rebuild their lives. I went to go and see them when they were released, and they're just put in a temporary hotel where they're given 3 months' accommodation and two Woolworths vouchers for $50 each, or $100. And after that, they're on their own. Like, it's just appalling, the conditions they're dumped into. Not only that, they have no transport. They've got no Mikey cards. The nearest Woolworths would be an hour's walk away. So when I went to see them, I had to, you know, take them shopping to the Woolworths. And they've been inside for 8 years. They've got no idea how long, how much, yeah, how far $100 right. will go.
Also, how do you use the public transport system anyway? Yeah,
none of these kind of things. And they are just dumped without any support. They are effectively being resettled here. We know the Medivac guys, the children and families off Nauru, they're all on the same visas, but they keep being renewed. And the government just needs to admit that they are resettling these people and give them the support they deserve and need.
It's quite bizarre, isn't it? I mean, it doesn't even make sense, except that in some sort of ongoing international stage, Australia is the poster child of draconian refugee policy.
I think you can only understand the calculated indifference to the lives, both of the COVID outbreak and dumping in the community with absolutely nothing as part of the deliberate cruelty of offshore processing. It's been intended to break people. It's been intended to deter people from coming. I mean, you know, as we've seen, that doesn't happen. There are still boats who try to get here that get turned around. Most people trying to get here don't know about the ins and outs of Australian detention policy. But it is designed in that way, and this is part of it. I mean, the government literally do not care about what happens to these people other than the political pressure that is put on them. And that pressure is certainly growing. I mean, it's you know, we all speculate as to why the people have been released. It's even possible the government has, you know, decided to slowly release people, but do it in a way they're not seen to back down. I mean, that's entirely speculation on my part. I mean, Dutton himself said the reason the first Medibac refugees were released because it was cheaper to put them in the community. Well, then surely it's cheaper to put them all in the community.
Yeah, yeah, and it's always been cheaper.
Yes, it has. It has always, always been cheaper. I mean, in any case, the Refugee Action Collective, the wider refugee movement, is going to keep fighting until they are all out. And the, you know, over 200 still offshore have a solution as well. So we've got a big protest coming up on Human Rights Day, December the 10th, from 6:30 outside the Park Hotel. If people get along to, that would be great. I mean, the other big issues in the refugee movement at the moment are still permanent visas for people who are resettled here, and perhaps to end the ban on resettling refugees who are stuck in limbo in Indonesia, who are, you know, in some ways, you know, as worse or just as bad as the situation those on Manus and Nauru. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, and endless years of, I mean, basically the turmoil, the economic as well as political turmoil that's been created by wars and climate change and a whole range of other things have basically left, drained people into these centres, like in holding camps effectively.
Actually, the other thing I should add, that with the calls growing, there were 200 religious organisations and individuals that signed a message that guys should be released. There are now 5 Labor MPs I know who have called for the release of the Medibac refugees and the people who came here by the courts from Manus and Nauru. So, you know, I think the calls to, you know, end this cruelty. You know, people who come here for medical treatment are still locked up after, you know, 2 years. You know, it's getting towards 9 years that they've been locked up in total. Yes. I think those calls are going to continue to grow.
Yeah, it's really, really creepy. So, all right, we'll all see each other outside the Park Hotel on December the 10th at 6:30.
Yes.
Okay, thanks for talking to us this morning.
Thank you very much for having me on.
No worries.